This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. Department of the Interior officials are making an announcement about the legacy of Indian boarding schools in the United States. Secretary Deb Haaland and Principal Deputy Assistant Secretary for Indian Affairs Brian Newland are addressing the National Congress of American Indians virtual mid-year conference Tuesday, where they'll discuss the schools. According to the agency, they'll announce steps the Interior Department will take to begin to reconcile the legacy of federal Indian boarding school policies, where Native children from across the country were sent to boarding schools focused on assimilation. The announcement follows Haaland's recent opinion on Indian boarding schools, where she shared her own family ties and the need for history about the schools to be brought to light, including acknowledging the trauma and impacts on students, families, and tribes. Haaland's opinion came after the grim discovery in Canada in May of the remains of 215 children on the site of a former residential school in British Columbia. The discovery opened old wounds for First Nations people in Canada and was also a reminder for Native people in the U.S. about the legacy of boarding school. The National Congress of American Indians mid-year gathering is highlighting the Alaska region. It kicked off Sunday and is focusing on a number of key issues facing Alaska Native and American Indian communities across the U.S. Federal recognition, technology, violence against women, and substance abuse were among task force updates Monday. Tuesday's schedule includes Alaska Native speakers. Alaska's congressional delegation will deliver remarks, Department of Transportation updates, the Interior Department announcement, and attendees will wrap up the day with caucus and subcommittee meetings. A packed virtual agenda is set for the conference, which ends Thursday. The Canadian Senate has passed Bill C-15. As Dan Karpinchuk reports, it lines up Canadian law with the United Nations Declaration on the Rights of Indigenous Peoples.
The UN Declaration was adopted in 2007. In Canada, the new bill does not directly implement the Declaration's various articles into Canadian law. Instead, it establishes a guide for their implementation and spells out how Ottawa must take measures to ensure that Canada's laws are consistent with the Declaration and prepare a plan to achieve the objectives of the Declaration. It's being described as a milestone in Canada on the path toward reconciliation. David Lametti is Canada's Justice Minister.
We have to address the legacy of injustices, including systemic racism and discrimination, that continue to hold back Indigenous peoples across Canada.
Lametti says he believes the passage of Bill C-15 is a sign of progress and a reason to be optimistic. Perry Bellegarde is the National Chief of the Assembly of First Nations. He says aligning Canada's laws with the Declaration is a huge piece, and it also calls for a national action plan to end racism and discrimination.
This national action plan has to be done in partnership and collaboration, communication with First Nations peoples. That's very key. And so we've got 2 years for the federal government, the Crown, to get this done in partnership with our people. So there is a process and a plan in place, and it really is indeed a roadmap to reconciliation.
Support for the bill from Native leaders has been widespread, but many are cautious, and some have raised questions about the consultation process before the bill was tabled. For National Native News, I'm Dan Karpinchuk.
The motorcycle group Wisconsin Indigenous Riders is raising awareness of missing and murdered Indigenous people. The group's hosting a ride through tribal nations in Wisconsin. They're starting at the Ho-Chunk Nation Friday, traveling through a number of tribal communities before ending Saturday at Lac du Flambeau. I'm Antonia Gonzalez.
National Native News is produced by Kawanak Broadcast Corporation with funding by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
This reminder to get your COVID-19 vaccination is provided by the Association of American Indian Physicians and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, who support this show. Info at aaip.org or cdc.gov/coronavirus. As COVID-19 vaccines are becoming available, you can learn who's eligible, when, where, and how to get it, and what you might want to discuss with your doctor at aarp.org/vaccineinfo. AARP supports this program.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.